Of course, we have State Senator Mike Groney joining us here at some point today. And speak of the devil, here he is joining us on the phone lines this morning. Lincoln County State Senator Mike Groney. Good morning, Senator Groney. You're on the air, and how's your Monday off to a start?
It's rainy down here. How about there?
Yeah, rain.
Rainy here, too.
Rain with a few flakes of snow.
Oh, spring.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get a normal one this year.
We can hope.
Yeah, we deserve it.
I've got an echo again.
Oh, sorry about that, Senator.
You'd think he would learn after all this time, wouldn't you, Mike?
Yeah, you would think.
Anyway, there, that's a lot better. I really don't have much to say. We're down to, what are we down to, 37th day. We got 23, 24 days counting today. So, yeah, things are getting short of time. I can't tell you what's going to happen on property taxes. It's all up in the air. And my discipline and Teacher Protection Act is sitting on the back burner because the Speaker don't want to bring anything controversial up before we get a vote on property taxes, so he's pushing a lot of things back. That's just politics. Doesn't want anybody's feelings hurt. So believe it or not, there's people who actually vote against the bill because of who brought it, but that's they bring their junior high student council to Lincoln. So anyway, otherwise, you know, it's a lot of bad bills passed, and we stopped a lot of bad ones. Some good ones have passed. You know, there's a lot of small bills that do pass that are good, but really don't know what to tell you. What are you hearing out there?
Well, we've still heard concerns about the property tax relief, but obviously we know that you're working on that, and there's some other good senators working on that as well, and it's going to be tricky, it sounds like, Senator.
Yes, it will be. There's we allow our the bureaucrats that run our schools, not all of them. We've got some good ones, good administrators out in that and statewide in the bigger schools in Omaha and Lincoln, too. They don't even have to run for office. They can just dictate what we do and how we fund schools without running for office because some senators listen to everything they say. It's not good for government, not good for good government, but it's taxpayers are begging for relief, and but we're getting pushback from some large schools. So that's what's holding it up. Some senators are afraid of them. But that's where we're at on it. And then the economic development thing also, my micro-TIF, I'm having troubles with it because the committee council wants to change it more than I want to do, take the advantage out of it for a small guy. But it's all a negotiating process, so I'm in the middle of that. There won't be any gun restriction laws come be even debated this year. So all my friends and my fellow friends on the Second Amendment rights, nothing will be debated, and there will be nothing passed that will distract from our rights.
If you see Senator Brewer, congratulate him on his column last week on that very subject. Right. He had a great one.
Oh yeah, I haven't had a chance to read it, but he's a great protector of our rights, too. A good friend, too. Sits right next to me in the chamber. I'm trying to think of what else is happening.
Well, there's a push once again for the legalization of medical marijuana. Another colleague of yours, Anna Wishart, jumping back on board with that. And obviously something that you still oppose, I would imagine, Senator.
Well, yes, if they did it right and ran it through the Department of Health or something, but they're just going to open it up. And I it's one of the few petitions. Normally I'll sign any petition because I believe people should have a right to vote on issues, but that one I won't. After I heard the debate on vaping, you heard the deaths across the country, and the vast majority of them are when somebody laces it with THC.
Right.
Is the deaths. And, well, that's one of the major delivery, how they deliver THC into medical marijuana is through the inhaling vapors. So It's the two don't go together. Vaping, I see nothing wrong with it if it's just nicotine, but when you start lacing it with stuff and then you tie marijuana to it, it's with unregulated, basically, home remedies, and we got it. We can't allow that to happen. We're doing just fine. CBD oil is pretty much just legal across the country, and that's the biggest advantage to anything coming out of the marijuana plant. The THC needs to stay where it is, illegal.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that's up to the voters. But don't, because you like CBD oil, and most of it, a lot of them have tried it. I've tried it. It works for inflammation. A lot of people have. Don't vote for that thing because of that. You can already use your CBD oil if it's under 0.03, the federal standards, THC in it. But, you know, people say that's still too much, but did you understand, most people don't understand it, even orange juice has alcohol in it when it ferments just a little.
Yep.
So you can't keep everything out of every product that some may consider wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at on it. But that's up in the second house's hands, the people.
Sure.
I'm just one of you, and I'm always just one of you, but I'll just vote my way, and you can vote your way on that issue. On the agenda, I don't see anything of huge import. They're all mostly small bills. You know, some things that Senator Merman has, when to some people it's not a big deal, but people who have handicapped children, you know, Downs or other debilitating lifetime conditions, you can have a trust fund for them, and he's improving some issues on that. So when the parents pass away, that the trust fund is managed, can be managed by a trusted friend. So you know, little things like that the government does make life better for folks. But
well, sure.
And that's one of the bills on the agenda. Otherwise, I don't have. Latrip has one that comes on the agenda today, 1080, that comes through, requires school policies that prohibit sexual conduct with students and former students. That came through Education Committee, my committee, and we passed it out completely. Believe it or not, the policies aren't clear in a lot of schools about relationships, sexual relationships between teachers and students, especially if the student is over 16. Right now, sexual consent over 16 is legal, but that shouldn't apply to a person of authority over somebody 16 or older. So, that's going to be a good bill. Because you know, we've had some instances in Omaha school district, and Grand Island had one,
mm-hmm.
and it happens a lot, more than we'd like. But you know, young teachers out of college are in their 20s, and kids are 17 and 18. That ain't that far apart. But we need to make sure that there's some clear guidelines.
Cleans up some gray area, so to speak. It sounds
yeah,
like
gray areas. Yes. Make it affirmative and in writing that this is not allowed
mm-hmm.
in our publics, in our schools. So otherwise, I don't have much. Got a lot, but a lot of things happening really fast, of course. So I will talk to you next week.
All right, Mike. Thank you very much, and we'll let you get back to work.
All right, bye.
Thank you, Senator. That again, State Senator Mike Groney joining us here on the phone lines, discussing everything going on down at the Capitol in Lincoln. Interesting time in Nebraska history right now, with a lot of different things going on here that could be pretty hot topics down the road.